1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here, I just thought of a woman who, I thought of an actress who I think is just stunningly gorgeous, absolute beautiful, is the woman who played the witch in The Wizard of Oz, Margaret Hamilton. Oh, baby, no. Is the lady, the wife of Al Pacino in Heat, Diane Venora. Now, that's a beautiful woman. There you go. There you go. And talented. And she also played Russell Crowe's wife in The Insider. She plays wives. Okay, so it's not the big stretch. She's great. Isn't she in that Romeo and Juliet, too? Which is another movie that Leonardo DiCaprio made that nobody went and saw. But boy, what a star. Now, okay, I know the three of you went and saw it. I'm sitting there saying, who saw that Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio? All three of these guys are, I went and saw it. What the hell's wrong with you? I didn't see the movie, man. Did you go see Man in an Iron Mask? Did you go see Basketball Diaries? Did you go see What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Did you see any of those other movies that didn't make any money? Well, I'm sure they did. What do I know? I'm just a guy, and I go to the movie theater on the weekend with my wife, and when she says that she wants to go see Chocolat, I got to go in there and sit down and pretend like it's a real art house movie, which it ain't. The freaking movie's made in France, and everybody's speaking English like, Pierre, do you want to go down to the chocolate place and get the, or it's the fake accent with the, it's nice to meet you. I hope that you, well, you knock it off with the voice. Just do it. Lena Olin, boy, she's a sweet looking girl too. She's fine looking. Where's she from? Finland? Sweden? The Outback? I don't know where she's from. You know, there's a look about Lena Olin, I'll tell you this. She looks like your favorite. Now, I mean this in a very complimentary way. Your favorite barmaid. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, man. She's like that real friendly, beautiful barmaid that you go in and you get your beer and she's, you hope to see her every time you walk in. Or you're seven and she's your teacher. That's what you got going on there. That wasn't my fantasy. That was Schaefer's. I thought I'd just lay that out on you guys. Boy, what's wrong with you? Anyway, so we had some football this weekend, and wasn't that sweet, huh? How you Raider fans feeling today, huh? How you feeling today? Boy, you really put the fear of God into those Ravens, didn't you? You put on your mom's black and silver high heels, and you went into that stadium, and man, they just were shaking in their boots 16-3 later. Like they didn't even know you guys were there. That's how intimidated they were. What did I tell you? Now, yes, I know I picked Oakland, but I did say Friday, I said there's no way they walk into that stadium and get shaken in their boots with you guys standing up there with your black and silver pantyhose. What they did do is what I said they'd do. They go in there with a real good defense, and, you know, if they shut Gannon down, which, boy, did they shut him down. He walked out of there with one shoulder higher than the other one. He walked out of there with one arm shorter than the other. Did you see the game? They picked Gannon up, and they drove him into the dirt. They drove him into the turf so deep that when he was walking off the field, that like one leg was 5 inches shorter than the other. And you'd swear you were watching Marty Feldman and Young Frankenstein. Just walk this way. It was very impressive. And I must tell you that I had to, as we were driving home from Neptune's Net yesterday, Maria and I heard the score at halftime. We were listening to it on the radio, and I let out a little bit of a whoop. I kind of went, yeah! And Maria's like, what's up with you? What are you, not a Raider fan? I said, why do you like them? Because they're from California. I said, they're from Northern California. Well, they're still from California. I said, that's a whole different ball game. Nobody from Southern California roots for any team from Northern California. I don't care if it's Al Davis and his Raiders. You just don't do it. Now, you got to know sports to know enough not to do that. And, you know, Maria, she's a sweetheart. So she's pulling for the California team. I said, well, you're going to lose. And how about those Minnesota Vikings? Does Dennis Green have a job today? Does he have a job today? Does Dennis Green still have a job? Because you don't bring a football team into a title game as badly prepared and as badly equipped to deal with whatever game plan is going to be thrown at you at that level, at a National Football Conference championship level, as badly as Dennis Green brought that football team into the Meadowlands yesterday. That ball club had absolutely no clue. They didn't have any idea what they were up against. They were completely outcoached in every single solitary phase of the game. I mean, they came out there, Kerry Collins looking like freaking Sammy Baugh out there. Well, you better enjoy it while it lasts, because it ain't going to happen in the Super Bowl. The Ravens are going to win that Super Bowl, because the defense they got against, I don't care how hot New York's offense looks. Let me tell you something. They were going against the Minnesota Vikings defense, which has the most overrated defense in the league this year. Rotten secondary. Everybody knew it. I was just wondering, the only thing that I was querying within myself and with anybody that would listen to me as I babbled away at the bar with nobody there that I knew, and just the bartender kind of moving away from me going, Jesus. I would talk out loud to myself like that, just sitting there waving and gesticulating my arms all over the place, and people are like,
who's the man?
How is it that they kept a secret for this long how bad the Minnesota secondary is? I knew how bad they were about halfway through the season. I knew they stunk. And they had a rookie in there at safety or corner. I forget which guy. There was a guy out injured. Even I knew how bad that secondary was. So how is it nobody until the New York Giants were able to take advantage of that? They're going to make Trent Dilfer is not that great of a quarterback, although, you know, you read the paper today and it's like, the much maligned Trent Dilfer. Well, he'll continue to be maligned because he ain't that good. He's a nice guy. I'm sure he loves his family. He's just not that good of a quarterback. But you know what? That defense is so phenomenal, man. I mean, that defense is probably the best in the history of the National Football League. When they go in against the Giants in the Super Bowl, they'll win that game. And Kerry Collins will return to his rightful place on his rear end somewhere in the backfield. That's where he really belongs. This guy ain't Sonny freaking Jurgensen. Did you see that ball game? Oh, that's right. You don't like football. Well, anyway, you were listening to it in the editing room. This guy is throwing everything. He's throwing every receiver he's got. He's tossing them deep. He's hitting them short. 41-0 later. And I heard Randy Moss this morning saying, I will never win a Super Bowl with the Minnesota Vikings. Randy Moss said this. I don't know where it was, in a locker room interview, I'll never win a Super Bowl with the Minnesota Vikings. I'll win a Super Bowl ring, but it won't be with the Vikings. Because that team's had it, and they have had it. And you talk about an act that's getting tired with that ball club. Four Super Bowls, they can't bring it home with Bud Grant. And now poor Denny Green, I say poor Denny Green. Look, Denny, you've had your time. Goodbye. That's the kind of a game that gets a coach fired. Did I tell you that or not? That's the kind of game that gets a coach fired. That's how bad that football team looked yesterday. And as far as the Raiders go, I don't know how to say this, and I'm going to be as delicate as I can. You see, Rich Gannon is always going to be Rich Gannon. And what does that mean? It means he's a journeyman quarterback, fairly decent arm, not the greatest. Doesn't have a whole lot of opportunity to get the ball to the receivers that he wants, unless, of course, he can do all of that scrambling that he did through the course of the season. But yesterday, he couldn't do anything. You go up against a good defense, it's going to shut him down where he can't go scrambling all over God's good green earth, man. He can't do a thing. And that's what I said last week. All you got to do is stop this clown. What is that? Quit this guy from running all over the place. Get a defense in there that can stop, cut these lanes off, and keep that guy from scrambling. You beat the Raiders. It's exactly what the Ravens did. Rich Gannon had a great year, a Pro Bowl year, but he's always going to be Rich Gannon. The guy that was on the bench in Kansas City and Washington and wherever else he was. And my voice cracked right there when I said that. And I can't believe the guy said that. Anyway, he's a fine guy, and I hope you make a ton of dough. I hope you hold Davis up for a ton of money, Rich, and I'm dead serious. God, please let it be your renegotiating year. I hope you stick it to that skinny old creep and take down a bundle of cash and then stink it out next year, and they'll trade you, but you can still, you know, the contract's guaranteed, right? Good. Al Davis. So what do you suppose he's thinking? Is he sitting up there thinking that all of those guys with their skull masks and all of them sitting there with their black and silver, you know, they would get their mother's spaghetti colander and the spray painted black and silver and put it on their head with a couple of antenna coming out. And so what do you think Al was thinking when the Ravens came in there and it had absolutely no noticeable effect whatsoever? Look at you guys. There's a difference between a football game and a street fight. There's a difference between a football game and a street fight. Football is the everyman's answer to not being able to be in a street fight. Most guys never been in a street fight, wouldn't have the balls for a street fight, and quite frankly, shouldn't be involved in one. So what we do is we transfer all that energy into a football game. But a football game is a football game. It ain't a street fight. You want to show up for a football game dressed for a street fight, you're only going to get a football game. And a face full of beer and a couple of, you know, maybe a fist fight up in the upper deck. And eventually the Oakland PD, the Anaheim cops, or whatever the jurisdiction, dragging you out of the stadium. But the football game goes on. That's what you got yesterday. You got a football game and all these guys dressed up for a freaking Halloween party. So anyway, good luck to the Ravens and Giants, but it will be a Raven victory, I think. I think I picked it pretty good when I called Oakland, New York, but I thought Baltimore had a chance. Well, now I'm picking Baltimore to win the Super Bowl. What do you think of them apples? I think Baltimore will win the Super Bowl. Then again, I think it could be New York. I think Baltimore will win, but my upset special is New York. How about that? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here. And here on the Phil Henry Show, of course, we do have our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD at 877-616-7445. That number again is 877-616-7445. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And we've made 88,000. You know, I don't know what our total is today. It was 86,000 on Friday. So let's just say, let's take into consideration sales over the weekend. Plus two, today we're at $350,000. Thank you from all of us here. No, we're probably around 90 grand. I don't know what. Well, you take into consideration what a normal weekend would be, we're probably up around 400 G's. So thank you all for all of your contributions, because it really means a lot to us. We appreciate that. So anyway, getting back to Dennis Green and where he's going to be working next year, I think, you know who could use him? Cleveland just fired Chris Palmer, the Cleveland Browns. The Browns just fired their head coach. Dennis Green would be a beautiful coach to slip in there and get the program rolling, because he's gone as far as he's going to go in Minnesota. And after a defeat like that, I got big news for you. Somebody's got to die. Now, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying that it should be that way. I think it would probably be unfair to fire the head coach. So don't fire the head coach. Fire the two offensive and defensive coordinators. How about that? Fire that Emmett, whatever, who's it, Emmett Thomas? Oh, my God. Who's their offensive coordinator? They didn't score any points, and the defense gave up 41. You know, the fans back there, of course, I lived in Minnesota for a year, and the fans there don't get too nuts about anything. So as nuts as a Norwegian can get, they're howling for blood. I don't know how crazy those Norwegian and Swedish fans they got up in Minnesota get, but however nuts they get, they're getting nuts today. You know, they got a good tradition of football up there. They've lost a lot of Super Bowls up there. They got a, you know, it must hurt. How do you think that guy feels this morning? Who do you think feels worse? Getting up in the morning and having a look at my face, or being Dennis Green? Who do you think is worse, my wife or Dennis Green? I'm kidding. So that's it. So the Super Bowl is in Tampa. Shouldn't we have a bet? You want to bet anything? You know, the kids are not allowed to bet. You want to bet something? Well, who you like? Giants? I don't like the Giants. Okay. Well, you ain't getting any points. How about $300? Okay, $300, Craig's taking the Giants straight up, and I win. Now, we don't allow betting at our house. We don't allow any betting, but I heard the kids betting each other anyway. Really? You give me points? They're like giving each other a spread. One of them made a lot of money, or I mean, whatever it is they're betting. I'll tell you, you know what they bet? They bet cat box duty. Now, one of the guys came up with this idea. The three kids get together and they bet these football games. And since we don't allow them to bet money, they bet chores. So we alternate who cleans the cat box out for a week. So Alex is the smartest one. At least, not to say he's the smartest, but he's the guy that's always working the angles, okay? So he bets the little guy some game, I forget which, 2 weeks worth of cat box duty. So next thing I see, one of the little guy sitting there bawling. I go, what's wrong? You're not going to get out of the cat box. Why? Because I lost the Cleveland game. Or things like that, you know. Now, this Baltimore-Oakland game, the kids are pretty much Oakland fans, except for Chris. He likes Baltimore. Well, he doesn't know anything about football, but he does like Edgar Allan Poe. He likes Edgar Allan Poe's stuff. He's not really a sports fan. He's a Nintendo fan, and he sort of likes basketball. He don't know from football. But we sit around, we watch the football, and I said, well, what's your favorite team? What's the Baltimore Ravens? Are they good? Yeah, they're okay. I like them. How come? Because they're the Raven, the Edgar Allan Poe. Okay. So he picks them, you know, a quarter of the way through the season, and we're all laughing. Yeah, they ain't going to do nothing. The Ravens, they suck. They're in the Super Bowl. And I know that he probably had a bet with one of his brothers who were Raider fans, and they probably gave him points. Because the last I heard was Maria on the phone with one of the kids this weekend, and this is what I heard.
So who did you bet?
Uh-huh.
He gave you what?
He gave you 14 points?
Isn't that nice?
Okay, honey, well, we'll see.
So I'm thinking Chris has the Ravens, and he got 14 from one of his brothers in this Oakland game. So there's no end of the crap they're laying on him this weekend. And if there is a God in heaven, that poor guy bet cat box duty. And one of those guys is going to have to be doing like 3 weeks worth. God, that'll be funny, man. Like if I see any one of those guys, like the older guys who gave him 14, and they're sitting there doing cat box duty for a week, I'm going to love that. Hey, by the way, what is it with women and their shoes? Because Melissa came in today. Melissa, I like your shoes, by the way. They're very nice. And no, you don't look like a slut in those, and I don't know who would say that. But you guys in your shoes, Maria has got a pair of horsehair boots that she just picked up. She's got another pair of zippered boots, and she's got another thing with a sling back, and she's got another thing. And the other day she gave me a tour of her shoes. Now, this is something guys don't do, and of course we all know, we don't give guys a tour of our clothes. Here's my underwear. Look at this. This boxer. Now, the skid mark on this one, I'm not going to give a guy a tour of my clothes. Thank you. But there it is. I got a tour of the shoe closet the other day, and Maria's got boxes of... Now, here's something that I like for just a casual date. Casual date, those are leopard skin platforms. Now, Craig lived in the Philippines, my engineer Craig Taylor. Guess whose shoes he got a tour of? Imelda Marcos, did you go through the whole shoe closet? I hear the shoe closet with the size of a freaking airplane hangar. It's a basement. You know the new thing they're opening up at Disney is the California Experience? They got a shoe tour down there, and you can get in a big shoe. It's the Marcos ride. Ow! Getting a huge shoe. She gave me a shoe tour. You guys with the shoes. I got three pairs of shoes. I got these clodhoppers that I wear, these Timberlines. I got another pair of Timberlines, and I got a pair of sandals. And no, they ain't those plastic Velcro ones either. Thank you. I took so much crap one summer walking around with those things on that Maria went out and actually got me a pair of Birkenstocks, which I'm really tempted to wear with high socks so I can really look Canadian. I want to wear those socks with the Birkenstock. Now I'm going to look like some guy that's doing aromatherapy over Two Bunch Palms. Hi, my name is Justin, and I'll be rubbing your face down with sea sand and scalpel tissue refining. A lotion, and then we'll be doing some sloughing later on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's great. And then another thing we're going to do is stand you up and turn a fire hose on you. You mean like in Birmingham, 1963? That's right. Are you ready for that? That what those poor people went through in Birmingham in 1963, having a fire hose turned on them, that's now a health spa treatment. What world do I live in? You know, 30-plus, all of my fine African-American listeners, 30-plus years ago, you guys got a fire hose turned on you with police dogs. Now that costs you $200 an hour out of Two Bunch Palms. They stand you up and they turn, that's what they do. They turn a hose on you and it gets all the bad skin off of you. So those cats in Birmingham, I know you got your rear ends kicked over there, but at least you got the bad skin off of you. Well, no, you never really got the bad skin off of you. You're still black, but you know what I'm saying. Well, at least that's in their mind, not in mine. And Bull Connor, there's a guy that should have been sloughed. In Birmingham today, Birmingham police sloughed and exfoliated 300 civil rights demonstrators. That's what it was. I went to a spa in, Stillwater, Wisconsin. So I don't know. It was one of these Aveda spas. And my girlfriend at the time, she comes out of the thing. I said, what'd you have to do?
They turned a fire hose on me. It's really fun. And you're, what?
Anyway, the Birmingham demonstrators were exfoliated today. What do you guys think about lethal injection, gas, or exfoliation? I am in favor of 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Vernon. Vernon, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Where's my caller? Hello?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, I was enjoying your discussion of the Super Bowl. I am a high school football coach out here in South Pasadena, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the professional football players for a moment.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you've been following the Ray Carruth story, but I think there is a bad rap going on in the National Football League.
I have been following the Ray Carruth story, and for people who don't know, Ray Carruth is the wide receiver of the Carolina Panthers, who is accused of having at least a conspiratorial involvement in the murder of his girlfriend, correct?
That is correct.
And I believe she was pregnant?
That is correct, yes, sir.
You think he's getting a bad rap?
I think the National Football League, I want to say, first of all, that I do not condone that kind of action. I think it was violent. I think it was the murder of anybody, particularly this young woman, is something to be condemned. But I wanted to speak up for, if I could, football players for a moment. They are very special people. And I work with football players as a coach. And I will tell you, if you're going to be involved with a football player on a personal level, and you want to have a baby or you want to get married, you are making a very serious mistake getting pregnant during the football season.
Why is that? Are you talking about this young lady who was involved with Mr. Carruth made a mistake getting pregnant during the football season?
Well, not only getting pregnant, she approached him for... I am not condoning, Mr. Henry, what happened to her.
I got it.
She approached him for child support during the football season and with her pregnancy. And with all of that, we demand from a player... And
well, what are you, forgiving Ray Carruth is what happened?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying that with all that we demand of a player about football from early morning, for early week practices, game film, two-a-days, hitting weights, playbook study, then getting your head together for the game. I think it's pretty selfish of a woman to spring on a guy that she wants child support. And I think Ray is a highly trained athlete, and he is as tight as a spring in a starting pistol to get that dumped on him in the middle of a regular season. I just think it's very selfish.
You think that Ray Carruth's girlfriend was selfish asking for child support?
In the middle of a football season, yes, sir.
In the middle of the football season. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to be very careful. You don't think she deserved to die, do you?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. So what exactly are you saying? She might have been selfish.
I'm simply saying that if you are going to be involved with a professional football player, a high school player, a college player, and you have the temerity to walk up to them in the middle of a football season and say, I love you, or I'm pregnant, or I want child support, or anything that takes him off of his game, you are acting selfishly, and I think it's reality check time. I really do.
But these are football players, Vernon, right? I mean, these are guys...
I coach them, Phil. I'm with them all the time.
I mean, they're football players. What are they? These guys, it's not nuclear science. We're not finding a cure for cancer, as the saying goes.
But what it is a form of it is an athletic, artistic enterprise that takes all of the focus of that player. And while I will not say that that young lady caused her own death, I will say that she painted a bullseye on her chest when she asked for child support.
And now, wait a minute.
No, I'm just telling you how I feel.
She painted a bullseye on her chest when she asked for child support. Why?
I believe I told you why.
Well, I want you to repeat that. Why?
Well, I think that because she was very insensitive.
She had the temerity to ask for child support in the middle of the season.
That is correct, because if you go back and you look at the National Football League records from last season, the Carolina Panthers, at least for part of the season, were making a run at an NFC West title. Ray Carruth was having a pretty decent season. Now guess what happens? Knock on the door. Here comes the girlfriend. Oh, Ray, I need child support. How dare she do that to a great ball player like Ray Carruth, who now, tragically, is going to have to spend some jail time because of this whole misunderstanding.
And I hardly call the death of a young woman a misunderstanding, sir.
I'm not saying that. I think it's a misunderstanding in that, well, it's tragic, but it is a little bit of a misunderstanding. These players are highly trained football machines. They live, drink, and eat football. all of a sudden, here comes some babe, some sweet thing, looking pretty good in a skirt and a pair of little Mary Jane socks, comes in, she's got on the baby doll socks and says, and she's got her finger pushed into her cheek, and she's saying, oh, Ray, I need some child support. How dare she do that? I've seen this happen to a lot of ballplayers. And I just wish that the women out there would understand, before you get pregnant or ask a man for child support, or before you are ready to tell him that you love him, please, please, make sure the season's over, okay?
And well, let's talk about this I love you thing. Are you saying that a woman can't say to a man, I love you?
Not during football season, no.
Why?
Because now the guy is thinking of ways that he's going to lose this woman. You know, how do I get rid of her and at the same time maintain my you know what I'm saying? So in other words, he's not only got to worry about carrying his responsibilities as a football player, now he's got her tagging along like a mud out of the pound, and everything that he's been trying to work on for the season is lost.
All right. What is your name?
I'm Vernon Dozier, Phil.
And you coach where?
I coach at Dellinger Senior High School.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number here, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the Ray Carruth situation, where Ray, a member of the Carolina Panthers, has been accused of conspiracy to commit murder in the death of a girlfriend who was also pregnant by him. The accusation from the prosecutor's side is that the guy hired some men to go out and kill his girlfriend. And you're saying it's almost as if you're trying to excuse this behavior, right?
I don't think Ray did it in the first case. In the second case, if Ray had anything to do with the death of this girl, I think it's wrong. And I want to be very clear. I think that's wrong. And I think that the judge should talk to him and tell him that he would like him not to do it again. And if he's going to return to a life of professional football or whatever career he chooses, to think about, just think before you act. Think. And I think that's all that Ray needs. I think that Ray...
He just needs to think before he hires someone to kill somebody.
I believe so, yes, sir. And I think if Ray can just do that, if a girl comes to him and says, Ray, I'd like some child support, and he first thing he thinks of, I got to hire someone to kill her. That's the first thing any football player would think.
Are football players that self-involved?
That's the first thing any ball player would think.
So then when a girl comes to a football player...
Football players, yes. And one of the reasons for that is football players are highly tuned athletes. In the middle of the season, a girl comes to him and says, I need child support. I'm pregnant. The first thing you naturally think of is to hire a man to kill her. Isn't that...
Well, I don't know. I'm not a football player.
Okay, so you've never played football.
I've played football in high school and...
Well, did you ever have a girl tell you that she loved you during the football season?
I don't remember. No, sir.
Okay. The first thing is going to happen... She comes up, says, I love you. Okay, let me get the yellow pages out and find a hitman, because that is what happens.
All right, Vernon, hold the line here, because you're giving us a glimpse into the life and into the thought process of football players. 1-800-449-8686. Woman walks up to a professional football player during the middle of the season, says, by the way, I'm pregnant, I need child support. This guy says it's a natural reaction to want to hire someone to kill her. Because ball players are that finely tuned. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking to a high school football coach named Vernon. Tell the people the story. You're saying that Ray Carruth, the guy who was accused of murdering his girlfriend because she wanted child support, you're saying wrong but understandable.
I'm in the context of a championship football season, yes.
Tell the people the story you told me. You had something like this in your life?
No, sir, I did not.
Well, you didn't kill anybody, but...
Phil, I played football for Western Kentucky back in the 70s.
Okay, tell the story you told me.
And at that time, I was seeing a sorority girl by the name of Lorraine, and we had a pretty good team that year. We went 9-2 in league play and non-league play, and I was playing tight end. I was really focusing. I was keeping a level of intensity high and having a pretty good season. I was having an All-American season. And my girlfriend came to me toward the latter half of the season and said, I'm pregnant.
Okay, what'd you do?
Well, Well, I did what anyone would do. I screamed at her for her selfishness and stupidity, but I did tell her that we'd take care of it. And I gave a fraternity... Excuse me. I gave a fraternity butter.
You all right?
Let me get some water here.
Go ahead.
I gave a fraternity brother $20 and a six-pack of beer if he'd take her into Cincinnati and have it removed, which is what Ray Carruth should have done.
A fraternity brother got 20 bucks and a six-pack to have it removed.
Yes, sir. Which is what Ray Carruth should have done.
At 8 months? That girl was 8 months pregnant.
I believe that as a National Football League player, the commissioner could get special approval for a third trimester abortion because the Panthers were having a good season. Okay. All I'm saying is...
If the Panthers are having a good season, Paul Tagliabue can go and get...
I believe Tagliabue can intercede with state authorities and allow a NFL player to have his girlfriend get a 8 month or even a 9 week, 9 month abortion. Yes, it is partial birth, but geez, you know, compare that against the possibility of a Super Bowl birth. Okay, so I don't.
Well, you know what, sir? In my world, there's no comparison.
Huh?
In my world, there's no comparison.
Oh, you're not a football fan.
Yes, I am a football fan, but it doesn't make any difference. Here is Marianne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to comment on this gentleman who, I just can't believe what he's saying.
Am I on the air right now?
Yes, sir, you are.
And I am too, right?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that it takes two to make a child, and both people should have been there for the child. She should have never even had to come to him for child support. If men would be responsible for the children that they create with the woman, this situation would have never occurred. He didn't have to marry her necessarily, but he should have been responsible for his actions as well as hers.
Well, what you're saying is he shouldn't have had her killed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. Nice call.
I think it's the woman's job not to get pregnant, Phil.
Okay. Gee, what a brain surgeon.
I think that if he would have taken care of the baby...
All right, here is...
You're kind of angry, aren't you?
I just, you know, nothing. Here is Scott on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, sir.
I can't believe that you had the courage to say your name on the air. I think you're a disgrace.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about killing an eight...
No, I'm saying in the middle of a championship season.
Championship season?
Yes, sir.
What's so important about a championship season?
National Football League, Super Bowl.
National
You've
Football
heard of
League,
that.
So what?
You've heard of that, right?
Yeah, a person that worked at Dunkin' Donuts isn't that important either?
I am saying that you have the opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, to wear a Super Bowl ring.
Everyone
and here
has,
comes your
everyone,
girlfriend
everyone,
and says, hi, I'm pregnant.
Everyone
I mean, it's
has
a natural,
one life.
I'm not saying it's right. Please don't get me wrong. I think it's a natural reaction.
If you have a job tomorrow, I'll be surprised.
What are you talking about? I think it's a natural reaction for a guy to say, you're pregnant, I need to have her killed. And I'm not saying
you,
we all...
You think that's a natural reaction?
For a football player, yes, sir. In the middle of a championship.
I mean, I've been a football player. Everyone I know, all the kids I've worked have been football players.
Were you on a good team?
That's ridiculous.
Were you on a good team, though?
Yeah, we were.
You were a good team?
Yeah, we were.
All right, did you have a girl?
We were just a little league team.
No,
but, you know, we tend to keep things in perspective.
I'm talking about college and pro, okay?
Man,
pro
mean,
football.
If you have a job tomorrow, I would just be so surprised.
Sir, I coach football players. I know what makes them tick.
I don't care.
Tick, okay?
I don't care.
And you're saying to me, about
football, not the Vietnam War.
Sir, you're saying to me that if a girlfriend came up to you and said, "I'm pregnant," you'd let her live?
Absolutely. I mean, this
Boy,
you
I
have
feel
to
sorry
be joking.
For you.
You
what are you? Are
joking.
You kidding? Are you joking? I mean, what do you mean you'd let her live?
I'm not saying that I would have her killed, but
First
the instinct.
Of all, if I got a girl pregnant, okay,
yeah,
I would
the instinct
take
is to kill her.
For.
The instinct is to kill her. That's all I'm saying.
The instinct, maybe among some men, would be to take care of that baby.
Not
is this O.J. Simpson in disguise?
Not if you're a National Football League player on
you
the verge
You must be O.J. Simpson
super...
in disguise.
You know what, sir?
Take
if,
off the
if
mask.
You never played the pro game,
take off the mask.
If you never played the pro game, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I don't care.
You never played the pro game.
Listen.
I played
everyone,
the game.
No matter what they do in their life, it's a career. Whether it's football,
the
basketball.
Super Bowl. Super
making
Bowl,
coffee,
Super
bagging
Bowl,
groceries.
Super Bowl,
just because,
Super Bowl,
hey, listen, just
Super
because
Bowl.
A thing of eggs fall on the floor,
you know,
you don't have the right to beat someone up.
Let me get
I mean,
back to this whole
keep
thing.
Keep it in perspective. Just because it's a game of football.
It's a game of football, huh?
It's a game of football.
You know,
it's called
you know,
a game.
The way you're throwing around my career, if you were standing in front of me, I'd slap you.
Listen,
for saying that, okay?
Listen,
I'd
I
slap
would take you,
you
out, no
face.
Problem.
I'd slap you across the face for saying that.
Why? Because he doesn't like football?
Don't mess with what I do for a living.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Very good point there, Scott. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
When a football player learns that his girl is pregnant, he needs to kill something.
Yes, Jennifer?
Yes.
You were there?
Yes, I'm
all right,
here.
Get off your speakerphone if that's what you're on.
I'm not.
Go ahead. What do you mean if when a football player finds out that his girlfriend is pregnant and needs to kill something?
That's the instinct.
Oh.
So I say take her across and do what I did. I had a frat brother take her into Cincinnati and have it removed.
Okay, do you have anything to say there, Jennifer?
I do.
All right, then...
I think this man is delusional. He should not be coaching young kids.
I'm coaching young people to be the best that they can be. Strong, moral.
Moral my ass? Not if you're, not if
you
you're talking
say,
about this stuff.
I'm sorry, did you just say more of your ass?
No,
she
I said
moral
my ass.
Okay, because
you're not teaching them morals. That's not morals. I have two boys I'm raising, and those are definitely not morals.
Are you married to a football player?
I am not. It does not matter who I'm married to.
If you were married to a football
player. It's a man. Football or nothing. Football? You want to know about football? I actually like watching it. But I think there are people who play a game who are highly overpaid.
Wait a second. What, are you talking
what?
About the National Football League?
I am talking about the National
Wait
Football League.
Wait a minute. League. You don't ever
just,
say bad things about the NFL. Not,
oh,
not around me.
Break.
Not around me you don't. Okay?
Hey, the NFL blows. What do you think
you
of that?
Know what?
How dare
it,
you?
It
I would slap
matter.
You.
It really
yeah,
doesn't matter.
You slap me.
They're
well, it
all,
doesn't matter, okay?
They're just playing a game, and they get paid for
it. It is a game. A lot of these
love.
Guys, they all think that they're Douglas MacArthur, some of these guys.
Who?
Douglas MacArthur.
I don't follow. Look, if you were married to a football player, I'd be surprised you have any kids at all.
Here is Julia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to just mention one thing in regards to the same lines that Jennifer just said about this gentleman being in front of young kids, shaping their future as young high school football players look up to their coaches.
Thank
and
you.
I think it's a disgrace
thank
this man's even allowed to be near young children, or anyone for that matter, with
I
the fact that he has
players.
No integrity.
I understand my players. When they have a girlfriend who comes around talking the way you do, yada, 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 da, 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 in their ear, and they're trying to concentrate, I throw
you
her
know,
off the field. I
think, the concentration should come when the guy keeps his pants on and doesn't get a girl pregnant if he's so freaking concerned about the football
What's
season
he supposed
and
to do?
The playoffs.
What are you saying? Are you telling me he's not supposed to have sex?
No, he's not supposed to have sex. He's supposed to be concentrating. That's
what world
thing
do we
week?
Live in? Where did I just stumble into some other universe or something?
Are you saying that football players should have sex?
These are
no,
highly
I'm saying
tuned.
That if it's so
no, I'm asking the I'm asking this guy, the coach.
I think these are young, highly
during
tuned.
The playoff season, he should not be fooling around with other women, with any woman, if it's so damn important. Because what you have
he
said
has to.
About
it's how he keeps it's how he keeps his game face on. He's got to have sex.
Oh, give me a break. Nobody has to have sex, especially
yes, they
if you're
do.
Not responsible enough
young
to live
athletes.
Up to what consequences of things that might happen. And
young,
to take this woman's life is a disgrace
young
over the fact
must.
That she told him during a good
they must
playoff
have sex.
Season.
They must have sex in order to perform well on the weekends.
Oh, whatever.
Right.
And
I tell my players to go
that,
home and have a lot of sex, even if it's with a family member. I don't
okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.